from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. Do.
We know trucks.
Leroy's off camera, so you.
Yeah, because.
Your truck is out. It's in the garage. Where is it, dude?
Give me your.
We know trucks.
Oh, the red one.
My any significant rebooted.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. Like, dude.
How does this happen? Like, so often.
The computers only work when we're here to. And it reboots and re. We can't do this overnight. Like, even your iPhone says, at 2 o'clock tonight, we're going to upload.
Well, it depends. If nobody else was on it since you were on it, then nobody else could reboot it.
But I'm saying, so what? Never mind. I just quit trying to figure stuff out.
You got
to
boot it, boot it, boot it, boot it.
Not making
everywhere.
Sense.
He's back. Leroy.
Listen, y'all know how y'all say the old people don't like technology? This is why I don't like technology. I didn't do nothing to technology, and all of a sudden I got to reboot.
What's crazy is, like, you don't like technology, but you were going to start your grill from the Kaseya Center the other day.
That's true.
I could do it. I did it. I started it on the way home.
I just don't understand.
It does seem a little unnecessary. Like, how often do you need to preheat it, like, that much?
It takes a while to preheat.
You want to get right to the... Why? Is that because it's pellets?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It takes a while to preheat. It takes, like, 15, 20 minutes to get up to the temperature, and you have to set it at, like, a pre-temp.
You were cooking chicken?
Yeah. And then, once it gets to that 225... Then I got to turn it up to 350, and it takes another, like, few minutes to get up to that.
What if there is something in your grill?
Mm,
Tobin?
Your grill.
Yeah.
No. Ain't nothing going in.
Like a rat?
Yeah. No.
That hasn't been a problem anymore.
But I guess not. All his friends looked up and say, ooh, Tommy's gone.
Well, no, I also had a rat guy come in because we did have a rat problem for a short while, but my rat guy took care of it.
Yeah. Really? Remember that raccoon problem we thought we had?
He was tough.
Yeah. Guys are intangible.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Critters.
Mullet. He had the whole look. Whatever you think the rat guy looked like is exactly what the rat guy looked like.
Yeah.
You know, gangly, mullet, probably drinking moonshine in the truck as he got there.
Yeah.
No, but guess what?
What?
No more rats.
No more rats.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Do your job, Senor Gato.
Lazy.
He's an outside cat, isn't he?
No, he's an inside cat. But in fairness, he's kind of a runt. So some of these rats, they got some weight on them.
Wow.
You know?
It's rough.
He's a slot receiver cat. Some of these rats.
But when you say Senor Gato, that sounds like just a fat cat just chilling, right?
Yeah. Nah, he kind of stays the same size.
Oh, that's good.
Meanwhile, Cap for Life says Dolphins again in the news, not for the right reasons.
Why not?
More excuses.
What are they like?
Because Tua is bringing up old stuff. Although he didn't bring it up. Technically, Levitard did. Thanks a lot, Levitard.
They asked him. I don't know. Like, I love the way people get on players for responding to stuff or saying stuff about old stuff when he was asked a question.
And he was honest.
Yeah.
You know, what do you want to do? Flo was the greatest. That would be a lie.
And then we would call him a liar. So.
You know.
Tell Senor Gato to move up a couple of weight classes.
Mike McDaniel, though, did sidestep that question. I haven't seen him. He dodged that question like crazy yesterday.
The coaches don't want to say nothing negative about the coaches.
Definitely not.
You never know.
But it's like, I really don't think it's anything new. Like,
no,
we're gonna,
it's not.
You know, it's
new. It's new to the first take and all those guys, but it's nothing new to us.
It's one of those things where, like, you bring up old dirt. It's a Tuesday. We're 2 weeks out from the NFL season. You know, if this is the season, does this even make a story? Maybe a little bit, but now it's now there's nothing going on other than QB2 battles. So this is gonna grab the headlines all week.
Who's the guy sitting next to him?
Who's sitting next to two? That's Chris Cody.
Oh, is it? Okay. Couldn't tell.
It was just awkwardly sitting
there. It was just awkward just sitting there. Like, why is he there? He's not going to ask a question.
Nah, you just want to be close to two.
Chris Cody did ask questions.
Oh, he did? Okay.
I actually found, you know what I found more interesting than the Brian Flores thing, to be honest with you? Because we knew the Brian Flores thing. I know Tua hates Brian Flores, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I actually found more fascinating that he admitted?
What's that?
That they were actively gunning for 2,000 yards last year for Tyreek Hill.
Huh. Yeah.
I was like, you know, like you kind of knew it, but I think it's weird. It was interesting hearing the quarterback say it. And then not only that, but that he said that Jaylen Waddle was cool with it.
Why not?
Ooh.
Because I could see Jaylen Waddle, who hadn't gotten paid yet, being like, hey, man.
No, not see, here's.
Because he gave voice to that. He said that. He's like, I was worried about Jaylen Waddle. And Jaylen Waddle said, nah.
But here's the deal. And this is where this gets tricky, right? As a teammate, you want your teammate to have all the success and glory that he can, right? So if that was a goal, a team goal to get Tyreek 2,000, you are on board with it. Now, if the team then comes back to him and say, hey, your numbers are down, we can't pay you, that's where the problem comes. So he still got paid, right? No problem. But you see how that can be a problem because
it
happens a lot with injuries.
Dude, Stephon Diggs, like, look, that dude gets upset if you don't give him a certain amount of catches during a game. Like, goes nuts.
And he had a million catches.
No, I don't think everybody can handle that well. So, like, it's a kudos to Jaylen Waddle. But I did find it surprising that Tua said they were actively gunning for a record from the start of the season.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Like, there's nothing wrong with it.
They're on track, too.
Nothing wrong with having some fun with it, right? You're a good offensive team, and, like, yeah, have some fun with it. But I think it goes to show you, you know, more importantly, the team construction and how they went about that, right? Because they still paid Waddle.
Took care of him, yep.
Right. The dynamic of everybody else on that team that didn't have a problem with everybody trying to get Tariq his. Tua, who's going to benefit from that. Right? And so, yeah. Like, I think it's an all-around good indication of where they are as a team and a franchise.
Do you think that they're not going to try that again this year?
No, that's like, why they got all these other guys in there. So you had your run. Here's the problem. And you can go to Tyreek and say this because now you have proof.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to get you 2,000. At the end of the year, you could barely run. So we're going to go about this a little different
right.
because it's more important that we have Tyreek Hill in December, January, and at the end of the year.
Here was Tua on the Levitard show with Chris Cody and Stu Gatz and Dan and saying that they were going for 2,000 last year.
I think we've all established a good enough relationship to really know like. Okay, like last year, we were in a way really trying to help Reek get to that 200 or 2,000 yard mark.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't like we were trying to hide that, right? That was pretty obvious, you know, trying to feed him the ball and whatnot. We all have a good enough relationship off the field to where Jalen can come up to me at any point, even in the games and whatnot, and tell me like, bro, I'm not messing with this. Like you, like I need some shine too, you know? And I can go up to Mike and say, hey, like we need some more plays for X, you know, in this drive or throughout this game. And Reek would be cool with that. Well, the cool thing about it was like Jalen knew like we were trying to do that for Reek and he wasn't really like, he's like, dude, I'm just here to support, like,
that's awesome.
Whatever I can do, like, if I get the ball, I'm making the best out of that opportunity and whatnot. So, like, those guys, I mean, they make it easy, but they are tough. That doesn't mean they're easy, you know, to have conversations with because they are unique in their own sense of personalities as well.
There you go. Two on the Levitard show.
Yeah. I think they have the perfect person. Based on what he's been through, to speak to other players because they all know what he went through his first 2 years. So when he comes at them, he comes from a different place, right? And they've all seen his development. So when he comes at them, he comes, you know, from a different place. So he can have that conversation with Tyreek or Jalen Waddle or, you know, other guys on the team. And I think it's a great fit when you've seen somebody fight through the struggle, right, of all the stuff that's out. Like, players, when you turn on the TV and you see what's being said about your teammate, right, first of all, you want to go out there and play for him because if it's not accurate, you want to show that it's not accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for the most part, everybody says Tua is a good guy, and he defends his players, right? And like, yeah, it just seems like it's a good dynamic, and especially with how last year ended, you know, for everybody, nobody said nothing, nobody, you know, man, that happens on a lot of teams. Somebody getting called out in public,
yeah, for sure.
Especially with a wide receiver and quarterback relationship.
No, dude, there was like one game. God, which one was? Do you remember what it was, Marcos? There was one game where Tyreek got hurt in the middle of the game.
Right.
But did like one of those Tyreeks where he was going to come back, and the entire next drive was just for Jalen Waddle, and he balled out. And you had to be thinking to yourself, man, are we doing this enough? You know, spread this around? Like, it did feel like they went.
Yeah.
Because it didn't feel like that in year one. It felt more even.
I think I think this team's in a different place now, though. Right? Like, because if that's the case, why bring in Jonnu Smith?
Yeah.
Right? And you know, so you've added a different dynamic to your offense. Now, what it's going to do is, when you have all these other weapons, Tyreek will have less catches, but might have more production, if that's even possible. Right? So that means each of his catches are going to have a little more bang for their buck.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the thing. You know, Tyreek catching a 3-yard out, like, yeah, while that's great and you're setting the tone for the rest of the game, that's not his thing.
I know one thing.
Wow.
If he does break the record,
yeah,
don't have that auctioneer from his gala trying to auction off the
Hey, dude. Let me tell you.
Yikes.
But I don't think we should. I can't sit up top because I have access to too many people. Right? Because while Tobin was trying to be on serious, I'm in his ear. Hey, Tobes, look to your left. Dude got a fishnet shirt on.
That was this a comma?
What's it? Oh. You look good, though.
I mean, hey, see? There you go. Yeah, like, everybody takes what I'm saying as being negative.
That's not negative. Dude has a fishnet shirt on is not negative.
In his ear.
I was spitting out facts. Oh, no, but I'm like...
But so, like, why, you know, though?
So if we
that's
do
it, like saying J-Fig's outfit's green.
Yeah, right. Mm. But wait. Here's the funniest.
Missing a leg.
Tobin tried to include me only one time. Because he goes, hey, this trip to Africa. Leroy, you want to go to Africa? I said, I don't want to go back. And only the black people laughed. And Tobin's like, staring like, why did
the Hill family loved it.
I think my reaction was like.
And Tobin's like, why did I? Like, it's like. I mean, the Tyreek's family was like,
Take a break.
Everybody else was like,
back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Get a training camp report brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Dolphins getting a little practice in today, then they will head on off to Tampa.
Tomorrow. Do they practice first?
They're heading today, and then they practice tomorrow, and they play Friday.
Oh, so they're practicing this morning, then heading out today, and then practicing against Tampa tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Right. You know, it's kind of getting, football is kind of getting like the NBA in that they play against anybody now. You used to would never have practices against teams you're either going to play or in your division or stuff like that. And now they really, like, they would just practice against anybody. Like,
most of these things are regional too, right? Like, they've taken on
I was in Cleveland. We went to Arizona 1 year.
That's weird.
Wait.
Oh, were you in San? No, that wasn't the same one.
You ready for this? Not only did we practice against Arizona when Buddy Ryan was the head coach, with that crazy defense, right? The week before the regular season.
Wow.
Two practices.
What?
And then the preseason.
Man's football.
The week before the when.
I think I just saw chest grow on Marcus's hair just thinking about it.
When we got back.
Chest grow
literally,
on Marcus's hair?
The first week of the season, me and a couple of guys looked at each other and go, are your legs still sore? I go, yeah. It was brutal.
Oof.
Starting that season with that kind of.
Oof. Practice. Sorry, hair growing your chest. I didn't know amphibians roll. I apologize.
Oh, okay.
Do amphibians have hair?
Mucus, I think.
Yeah, you got to keep the pores nice and slimy.
Ew, please stop. That's what are
you doing? You got to be lickable when Aaron Rodgers comes to do one of his retreats. So, you know, got to make sure you're lathered up in all the goof.
Who's behind me? Never mind. Thought they were
it's an olive
signals.
Oil person.
That's Ryan.
No, they were making
Ryan.
Hey!
He dropped my talking points off.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
In there the garbage go. Can?
No, on the...
Calais Campbell. This is our training camp update. Calais Campbell. He talked about the Dolphins' practices.
Can I just say this?
I just want to hear
I don't want to hear from
him. Why?
I don't want to hear from the defense.
Why?
Because what I've witnessed the last couple of weeks with getting run all over... No.
I'm not going to let you ban. I'm not letting you ban Calais Campbell.
Okay.
Got to hear Calais Campbell, though.
Waiting on you.
I mean, we work, when I first got here and when I was kind of deciding to come here, I heard a lot of stories of different things, and people, like, there was one of the things people said, like, you know, it's a little easier there. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, I mean, from what I saw when I came to visit, you know, I got to watch a, you know, OTA practice, and then, like, talking, you know, Weave and kind of getting the schedule and stuff. I was like, I don't know if I really believe that. And then now being here, it's like, yo, yeah. It's a lot of game reps, you know. Now, the schedule might not be as long. You know, there might be, you know, he tries to take care of the guys a lot. But when we practice, I mean, we're getting good quality, high, like, level reps, which I think is very beneficial, you know, especially early in the season. That pays off, you know, just, you know, you're going to be a lot further along. You know, now, once you play a few games, everybody kind of gets into that game shape, you know. But I feel like we do a really good job here during training camp of really getting, like, game quality reps, you know, closer to as you can get in practice, because obviously, and I feel like playing in the game. But yeah, I think that helps with preparation and really helps with evaluation too. So you can see what guys, you know, belong on the team.
What was that, Leroy?
He answered that question like Mike McDaniel.
Wow.
Listen. Sound like he need a cookie.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. And I say to myself,
what a wonderful tackle.
Sounds like he needs a cookie. It's great.
Hey, he needs a cookie. That's what he sounds like.
Well, so
that's
you
when he get a sack. So if he's getting throw cookies on,
so if he's getting game reps, you would like these game reps
that's
to start resulting in tackles.
That's not game reps.
Oh, they're game reps, dude.
You're getting game like reps.
Oh yeah, there you go.
You ain't getting game reps. All right. There is no substitute for the game. Mm. The way your body gets ready, the way I'm just telling you, you can't do game stuff during practice. The only thing you can do is the speed in which you do it. But as far as hitting, if you're not tackling, you're not hitting the same.
I don't know why I heard about an easy practice. Clearly he didn't hear about Mike McDaniel mentally torturing his backup quarterback.
Wait. He's almost 40. Practice is real easy for him. He ain't practicing.
He's practicing. He's out there sometimes.
I'm telling you, don't be shocked if the season starts off and half of your favorite players are banged up or got soft tissue injuries because ain't nobody
it's
played,
happening.
Because nobody ain't playing no damn football.
It's already happening. Like it's already been annoying. I mean, I know the only guy who seems like he had a broken bone was Poyer because he had the broken thumb.
You can't get your body ready for certain aspects of tackle football without going through it. You can't. You got to know how to fall, how to take a hit, how to deliver a hit, how to avoid a hit. If you ain't never hitting, you don't know that.
I'd like to see a sumo match between Patrick Paul and Calais Campbell.
Two giants.
Who do you think wins Oklahoma Drill in that?
It's a giant.
The fans.
That's a good answer.
A couple of super heavyweights.
Yeah.
I like that.
But yeah, so I just, like, there's certain, I've never not, there's been preseasons where I've played less than others, right? I'm not saying that. But I have never gone a preseason without having the ball being attempted to be stripped, without having to pass protect, without having to be tackled, without having to get four or five carries in a row. I've never gone through a preseason without having to get those things to get me ready for football. Some of these guys are just doing nothing. Your body, listen, mentally, when you go into a game, your body is going to rev up whether you want to or not. Just the excitement of it. That's how you get hurt if you've never experienced that and then you're going wide open.
Does a guy hit that old for him? Does he need that though? Even still?
Just you need something. You need some of it. Mm. You don't need to as much, but you still need to, like, when you don't tackle, hit, or do anything for 6 or 7 months, you got to get back into the swing of things. It might not take a lot, and everybody's saying, like, oh yeah, you do this during the practices with other teams, but you ain't tackling. Guess what? There's a big difference in running by the quarterback because you're close to a sack and actually getting a sack with some of these quarterbacks that are slippery. You got to be able to figure it out.
We'll take a break. When we come back, the damage is done, my friend. That's next.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done.
It's good that Leroy's not here because I can now selfishly talk about the Love Island reunion from last night.
Okay, that is definitely a part of a damage for sure.
Yeah, I got to tell you. First of all,
there's a lot to be said.
I give it a B. It wasn't an A.
Wow.
You know,
which means it was really a C, but you're being nice.
I'm being nice.
I'd give it a C.
I thought, first of all, they don't need everybody there. You know, if they're not.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Out there, you're wasting space. I'm sorry.
They wasted space, but I believe that since they had them there, they should have addressed many more things. It felt very,
like if you're going to have them there, you might as well address the thing.
Yeah, I think it's just like, and who knows what they had to cut out. Like, this is why I'm saying, like, maybe they should have gone in multiple parts, whatever. Like, they wasted, like, 8 minutes on this stupid sending Andrea home.
Wow.
Enough already. This is like the Flores 2.
Is it over or is it parts?
It's over. It was over. It was a one and done. It was a one and done.
Okay. Well, I don't know. But, I would figure somebody who has a show that is 50 episodes would stretch out the finale a little bit.
They did stretch it out. They stretched this episode out way too long. Because they wasted way too much time on this one incident where they sent Andrea home because they thought Leah was the mastermind. And then
they brought her back.
It turned out the Australian was.
And mind you, Andrea was on the show for like Two episodes,
but she made an impact. It was probably the most dramatic part.
It was a very dramatic part, but
outside of
who won?
OBJ's brother, Cordell.
Oh, okay,
Cordell Beckham and Serena, who they're still together and happy. Which meant they were useless for the reunion.
It ended 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
No drama. They're
still together.
There was some dramatic parts, but a lot of it actually didn't have to do with the show. Because one of the couples that came out, one of them was exposed. Somebody put out a sex tape of him. And
with somebody else?
Yes.
Oh.
Hey, I'm going to just go out on the limb and say this.
But apparently it was someone that he was just like a one-night stand.
It was a hookup, yeah. And he had claimed that it was a long-term girlfriend. that he had betrayed him.
And you know what always brings me back? That you would always say that Kendall said really dumb stuff all season long.
He's a phony. He's a phony.
But here's the deal.
This is for Kendall.
All males and females out there doing some dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Don't videotape it.
Damage is done, my friend.
You already doing something you ain't got no business doing. And why are you recording it? Well, that's just stupid. Like, God, ooh, I'm making a tape. Ooh, like, you idiots.
Yeah. Damage is there was done. At one point where Andrea, I guess, went on a bunch of podcasts after she was kicked off the show.
A lot and of like, lives, apparently.
Yeah, apparently a lot of lives. And, like, Janae had brought out little receipts of all the things that she had said
when she
bad about them.
That paper.
She pulled out the paper.
She's my favorite character.
She's great. That right now. Everybody loves
She's
Janae.
My favorite.
But here's where my damage gets to. This is not just about recapping the Love Island. They had the most insincere segment of the show, Leroy, where like they were trying to tell everybody on the panel there, don't go and cyberbully anybody else in the comments. Don't say anything to Andrea. Hey, don't say anything to Kendall. Say anything to Kendall. Don't say anything to anybody. Don't go saying. Oh yeah, Aaron, that sleazebag. I saw that coming a mile away.
He is a damage.
Don't go run with your followers. And I gotta tell you, Love Island, the damage is done, my friend. You're not gonna tell people how to behave on social media when the entire show is about exposing dirt, backstabbing, and bullying. It's literally the only thing that makes Love Island Love Island. If there wasn't bullying, backstabbing, conniving,
right, your show is based on it.
But
that's what it's all for.
Add the drama elements. Obviously, bullying is never encouraged, Tobin.
Okay, it's not encouraged.
Do you
really J-Fig? Why do they bring in a thing called a bombshell?
Okay, no, but that's the part of the show. Do you really want to go home and then have all these people trash talk you on your Instagram?
Let me ask you something. Do they want 12,000 followers or 3 million followers? What do you think? I'm just asking. Just as an honesty. Understand, I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody.
Okay, but
do
some
you
people
think,
don't take that lightly, Tobin.
No. They say they don't take it lightly. They're fine. Like, trust me when I tell you that Aaron and getting a gazillion Cheez-It deals or bangers and mash, whatever the Brits have. Trust me, he'll take that over his 4,500 followers. He could take a few people saying, hey, you were kind of a jerk to Kaylor, which he was.
No, 100%. 100%.
So it's disingenuous.
It's amazing.
Damage is done.
When I come in here and
he
talk about the shows I watch.
Yeah.
Look at these two clowns.
So many
going
spoilers. It was, it was the reunion.
It was a live reunion. Okay.
And I didn't even spoil the best parts. But that was the most disingenuous thing. No. Love Island, the damage is done, my friend.
Also, give us a part two, please.
I would like to have something to say about Mike McDaniel.
Oh.
All right. And damage is done.
Nobody believes what you were saying, except for Tony. Right? Nobody believes I am purposely going out there and putting the backup quarterback in the most stressful situation that I can to see how they plays out. He's not the starter. You want to make sure that these guys can hold the fort down for a couple of weeks. So I think you were just having fun. But people are stupid.
I'm not stupid.
People are stupid.
Don't say that about me.
So they're taking you're what fine. You're saying as you being serious.
All right, listen, Scott.
He wasn't serious. So, like, it's too late now. Because here he is, falling for it, hook, line, and sinker, talking about you're going to break ankles. Now go, let me see what you could do.
All right, Sky. Hey, what's up, coach? What's up? All right, I need you to follow the Tua playbook. Which means you're going to have to be lefty on this drive.
Hey! My point exactly!
You opened the floor for him to continue.
No!
This.
Mike McDaniel did! He's making life harder for me!
Mike, but I'm
you
right-handed.
You brought him back?
Not today, you're not.
F off.
So, that's my damage is done. Mike, listen, love you. You got to know when. You got to know when, because right now people are starving for stuff to write about.
He went on for 6 minutes about his backup quarterback.
That's another thing.
I was That's like, another dude. Thing.
That answer could have been 17 seconds long, and it was 6 minutes.
How many questions did Joe get to ask him this morning? Because I think I counted four in a 35-minute interview. Oh, my. What do you got, Jay Fig, for Damage is Done?
RVA Richie. Damage is Done. Leroy called me stupid. So he fell for it, too. Not you, RVA Richie. No! You can't fall for that!
He also went on for 6 minutes about Odell Beckham Jr. versus tweeters.
Oh.
Like,
I kind of want to hear that.
No, you don't.
I do.
Listen to it on your own time. Wow. We'll send you a floppy disk or whatever it is.
A floppy disk? Yeah. It's been a long time.
You're going to send her a cartridge for Nintendo?
Yeah, you got to...
What do you got, J-Fig?
Well, definitely the Love Island reunion was a damage within
damage
itself.
Damage is done.
But I also will say, before I watched the Love Island reunion, I went to a Pilates class. And let me just tell you.
Pilates?
My upper body
is
damaged.
Just tell it not now.
Damage is done, my
not
friend.
Now? Yeah, that's what I said this morning when
so
I woke
wait,
up.
So wait, who you went with? Who'd you go with?
The older sister.
Wait. Hey, wait a minute.
I love how you knew.
She got a Pilates body, though.
That's what right? I said.
Like, she's built like a broomstick. Like, you got
to
be...
Well, we were both struggling when it came to one part of the class.
Oh, I would
the
imagine...
The first half, yeah.
I would
rough.
Imagine so. There's a lot of... Like, yeah. You know what?
The rest was fine.
You spend like maybe 15 minutes balancing on your two arms.
No, the problem is when you're balancing on your one like your one leg.
Like a stork?
Yeah, like Tobin soon.
You see Tyler Hero doing the flamingo in his workouts?
Ah, I did the flamingo returns.
Well, it Yeah, that's great. Does it come with Tyler Hero or not?
You know, Tyler Hero had some interesting things to say.
He always has some interesting things to say. He always has something interesting to say. I don't care what he has to say. I want him to play.
Wow.
I'm being selfish. I want him to play more
he has
than
some things about that.
40 games.
He has some things to say.
Like what? Ooh. Wait. Here.
I don't want to take...
Can I just say this?
What?
Please don't be mad at anybody that comments on how many games you play, and don't take it personal, because those things are factual.
I didn't even give you the quotes yet.
I don't know, but he always when you say stuff like that, people say, oh, and I got receipts. Yeah, really? I got receipts too. You owe me 72 games. Right.
You're the game auditor?
Yes. I'm auditing like a little bit.
Leroy's Heat Culture IRS.
42 games playing with 20 million.
You did appear to give him the stink eye on the tour, and I don't mean him, I mean a photo of him.
Yeah.
You're like...
No, because he, in the picture, he was meme mugging. I'm like...
Oh, I do remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Like, meme mugging? Maybe there's nobody afraid.
You're like, look who's next.
And I think it was, yeah. Well, because it was next to a picture of Caleb Martin.
Yes.
And the guy's like, well, that's not going to be there next year. And we may or may not have said,
which one? I say, which one? like, no, come on. Listen. No, and here's the thing. Athletes have a way of twisting the message here. I'm not questioning how good Tyler Hero is.
Sounds like you are.
No, I'm not. But how good are you if you're not playing? I'll wait.
Not good.
How many threes can you make if you're in street clothes?
Zero threes.
Okay. So, at what point in time does it become, okay, he's just not good because he's never playing? Not if he plays, he's good. Mm. But he never plays. Like, the reality of it is that there's a lot of people who depend on him and Jimmy playing more games than they've played, including upstairs. And Pat has kind of lent a voice to that.
He said he was fragile.
Is he wrong? You get mad at Pat?
No, I love Pat.
Pat, all Pat has is stats. Mm-hmm. How many games you played in the last 2 or 3 years?
Well, as you know, I'm not a shake up the roster guy. I believe in my guys. And so.
You what? Dude, you will shake up the roster. No, look, no, stop lying.
You're the snow globe.
Minus one for Detroit.
Yes.
Minus one.
Why? What?
Come on.
I've done nothing but stick by the Heat this season.
All offseason, you've been jumping that whale across the screen.
Just, you know, fraud. That's not true.
Especially the Olympics.
Very fraudulent. Woo!
Well, you got to take account for what might happen down the road. But I acknowledge it was down the road.
You're the worst. Here we go.
Fraud with good access.
That's it. Uh-huh. That's it. So, like,
I'm not a fraud with good access. That's not fair.
Don't
fraud.
Be mad at people stating facts about your situation.
I didn't even train anybody this offseason.
Only because you couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You said, here's how it goes. Leroy, hear me out. What if, and that's how it starts. You try to cover all your bases. What if I'm just, it's just a scenario.
Right.
What if.
Just like, a little July Trey Young
yeah,
talk.
Okay.
It was July, though. Okay. July
Stop
sports talk.
Treating everyone. Okay.
July sports talk doesn't count.
Okay.
Everybody knows that.
I got you.
Marcos?
Yeah. Here we go.
My damage is done.
Oh, hello, Frog Boy.
Hi. How are you? Nice to talk to you. Gosder Sherilis. Everyone knows him, correct?
No.
No, I don't even think you said it right.
I don't think so either. Let's see. G-O-S-D-E-R. That's the Gosder, right?
Gosder.
And then Sherilis. C-H-E-R-I-L-U-S.
And who is this?
He is a former standout at Boston College. He was the 17th overall pick in the 2008 NFL Draft.
Okay.
Spent 9 years in the league and has since retired in 2017.
What position did he play?
He was an offensive lineman.
Okay.
What of him?
So he was on a flight, Delta. Don't know why I mentioned that, but either way, it was from Boston to Ireland. But things didn't go necessarily according to plan.
Oh, I know what he's talking about. I saw this story too. When he said Ireland, Ireland is what struck my head. I saw this on Twitter. Go ahead.
Mr. Sherilis is blaming sleeping meds for an incident in which he allegedly urinated on a passenger on the plane.
Oh. What?
In a statement, Gosder says, I'd like to address the media reports about me that surfaced today regarding a situation that occurred on board a flight to Ireland this past weekend. The flight was unexpectedly delayed for approximately 4 hours and did not take off until after 12:30 a.m. In preparation for this unexpected overnight flight, I took a sleeping medication that I normally don't use, which resulted in behavior that is not representative of my character.
Sleeping pills do, I mean, I know it's an excuse some people don't do, but the, yeah. Sleeping pills have caused some crazy behavior, right?
Yes, I wouldn't mix with alcohol typically.
Well, I mean, you got to have a plain drink.
You just have to.
Is it a requirement?
You got to have a plain drink.
Got to have a plain drink for sure. You're on vacation, dude. But nonetheless.
So, whoa.
Yeah.
So he goes.
Let me get this straight.
Yep.
So he got into an argument with somebody.
And peed on him?
Just peed on him.
I don't think. Did he have an argument or he just.
So well, he was. Or was he sleeping?
He's claiming he. Like, did he like he wet the bed or he.
Right. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Did he wet the bed and some got on the.
Or did he take
the person
it out?
Sitting next to him or did he just.
No, he wet the bed. And then got unruly when they confronted him about it. Apparently, cops say he was unruly while on the plane when officers arrived. They demanded he get off the plane after it landed. He became irate and uncooperative.
Hmm.
He was eventually hauled off the plane, arrested, and booked on charges of disorderly conduct and disturbing a flight crew.
Man.
Yeah, so.
So this was, he got arrested in Ireland?
No, they had to bring the plane back. They stopped again and they went back to Boston.
That's almost a worse punishment than getting beat on.
Come back so, to Boston.
Yeah.
Man, can I just tell you? That flight was probably packed.
Probably.
It was already delayed.
Yep.
And then they had to turn around and go back.
Couldn't he just, you know,
not gonna lie, freshman year.
Or something?
No, at that point, the damage was done. When you turn a plane around?
No, I'm saying once you realize you peed the bed.
Mm. The damage is done, my friend.
Hold on.
I apologize.
Hold on. Let's do a reenactment.
My bad, dog.
I'm sitting.
Go to the bathroom and clean yourself up. And
I'm sitting next to Tobin.
Yeah.
And I feel a little something.
Oh, we're having a demonstration.
Yeah, and Tobin has a, And I'm like, yo, dude, are you out of your mind?
Oh, wow, sleeping pills.
You think that's how that's going to go?
You're sleeping.
He just peed on me. That's not going to go well.
Just peed on
me. Well, if anything, they should have calmed down the person screaming.
Sir, calm down.
He should have been apologetic.
He could be delirious, though.
He got crazy.
True.
Oh, I would have fixed that.
What do you mean I peed on you? I didn't pee on you. I've never peed in my life.
So I'm going to ride 12 miles.
Now you're confusing me. Who peed themselves?
The lineman. Yeah.
The guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
On the guy next to him.
Yeah.
Why he could have done a slight turn.
But then the reason why the plane got turned around is because he was acting a fool.
Who was acting a fool?
The peer.
I had a couple of incidents.
Okay,
you know,
but
Perry.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Why should he be sorry?
Why would he be sorry? Exactly. That's what I just said.
No, he was getting... Like,
you guys are burying the lead here. I want to. This guy is talking about pee stories he may have had at Barry University.
No, not may have.
No, okay, so you definitely did.
Oh, yeah, multiple times.
Who'd you pee on?
What'd you do?
I didn't pee on anybody.
Thank God.
Peed on my roommate's stuff a couple times.
What? Why on his stuff?
Well, I cut loose freshman year.
He was blitzed.
And I was on the top bunk. And it went off like its own little.
Oh no! Its own little,
so you're doing little,
like the Venetian, dude?
Like
his laundry bag?
No, his laundry. Oh, I hope it was dirty laundry.
I made up for it. The laundry bag was right there next to the dorm.
Oh, okay, yeah, perfect. Well, easy then.
What is like? What?
Wow.
Can I just say this? I'm going to say this.
Were you bottomless?
I'm going to say this.
You have the access port.
Oh, that's right.
Climbed up on the bunk naked?
No. I went to bed, access port. Yeah.
Hey, can I just say this? Like, while we sitting here telling these stories and they sound just crazy, it's very intangible.
Dude, I don't think you've seen the monster.
I'm just telling you right now.
I don't believe the.
If that happened,
wow.
With two, you sit next to a brother, and you do that.
Wasn't
it ain't gonna even be no time to ask questions. Yo,
the lineman in this story is not intangible.
Yeah, Gosder? Nah, he's not.
He's black?
Oh yeah.
What?
Oh yeah.
This is
entire
story.
That's it, dude.
I'll take the box. I can't.
Amazon Prime.
So that's hold one on. Of the
wait a minute.
You've peed.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Please. YouTube. Twitch. Tell me I'm not the only one who was off on this. First of all, peed his pants.
Well, no, he peed on somebody else.
Peed on somebody else.
What's interesting though, Leroy?
Wait, why is he going to Ireland?
I don't know.
That's right. Like, yeah,
not intangible. Going to vacation in Ireland.
No, I know that. Just that's not.
It's a lovely vacation spot.
No. I checked it out, by the way. About $500.
There you go.
Round trip.
Hold on. Let me see a picture.
Not bad. What do you mean? Oh, no, he's not mixed. I'll tell you what. If that's what you're trying to find out, if like, oh, maybe.
Oh, not even close.
Nope. If you're like, maybe he got it from his mom or dad.
You were hoping he looked like Tyler Johnson, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's like, please, Blake Griffin. Please, Blake Griffin. Please. Blake.
No, dude. Well. I mean, even Goster drew me off. What kind of name
right.
is that?
Goster?
Chairless. How
big is he? He doesn't look tiny.
What is he doing going to Ireland?
See, that's the thing also. Like, if this guy pees on me, like, he's huge. What am I going to do if Brian McKinney pees
on
me?
But why did he lose it? Why did he lose his mind? He's the peer.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I've been saying that for the longest time.
6'7".
6'7", 325
So a 6'7" man is peeing on me?
Oof.
I'm going to take the L. Listen, there's certain things in life that happen. I'm going to just take the beat down. But guess what? He got to get them hands. We're going to be fighting on aisle three. You, what? Dude, what are you going to be like, hey, dude? No.
Played for Tampa Bay. Maybe we can get him on the show this week.
Custer, what do you think about Baker Mayfield? How many snaps this week?
What do you think about diapers?
No. Am I the only one that, like, I'll take, listen, I will take my butt getting kicked to make my point that I'm not just going to be that guy. Right.
Urinate on me?
Right.
That's fair.
You ain't going to come up. Wait. The peer lost his mind?
One time I peed in the bed so bad it went around the corner. At least I didn't pee on someone's laundry, though. Yeah. And I was like a child.
But that's just one instinct.
That's one. Like,
wasn't there another one?
Yep. Oh, there was another one.
We multiple. Need to hear more.
What? You just
how many times you were just going around.
Yeah. Dude.
Well, the other time was on my stuff. I mean.
Oh, okay. Well.
Oh, wow. Because that makes things so much better.
Well, in Barry, so you don't have closets in Barry. You have a like a wardrobe kind of thing that you open up. And I just was, you know, I was blasted, you know. So I thought that was the door to the bathroom.
Oh, my.
And instead, I just peed into my closet. And so I wake up the next morning. I'm like, why is my shoe filled?
Oh, no.
Because it was one of those dress shoes. I think we went clubbing the night before. And it was before you kids wore sneakers.
Oh,
club.
Yeah, yeah.
You dress know, had to have nice. You had some nice shoes. And
were you mad at your roommates? Like, which one of you peed in my stuff?
No, because Tony probably knew it was him.
Were
no,
you,
I knew.
Were you still single at this point?
Yes.
Definitely. Okay, oh, this sense. Is single okay, man cool. behavior.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, once I met Mrs. Tobin, the peeing day stopped.
Gotta stop doing it. Gotta stop peeing.
It was actually our first day. We toilet trained me.
That was great.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Dude, what?
Challenging you.
I just picture her. Coming over. No peeing in the closet.
Or like with the spray bottle?
With the newspaper. Pop, pop, hit you on the head with the newspaper. What is it?
What?
You know. Like,
and there's more. Tobin, you know.
Can I just say this? No. Back to this dude. I don't care how big he is.
So,
I'm fighting till the death.
6'7", hey, dude. 6'7",
I don't care.
Pounds.
Brian well, King. Wait. So,
did he have two seats?
Wait, can I just say this?
Maybe an emergency.
If dude is sober enough to fight, then he was sober enough not to pee on me.
I don't think he was sober, though.
Then that's it. Then he going to get a beat down.
Yeah, I think it was sleeping pills, and I do think it was a little airport drinky poop.
Does he have a TikTok? Can we see if he put an apology out like Reagan?
I know he definitely posted something, I believe. I'm not sure if this is. Oh, this is X. So he posted something on Twitter.
What did he say?
You know, regardless of, well, he apologized and said it wasn't him. It was the sleeping pills, long story short.
Fair point.
But I'm looking at his picture and he has like a suit and tie on. When I tell you damage is done, dude.
Damage is done.
You might as well
say wait, he's apologizing in a suit and tie?
Like, he has a suit and tie on and in his like profile picture and it's his first and last, man. Damage is done, dude. You might as well switch your picture to like an egg and just move on.
We gotta take a break. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.